Governor Bill Walker's advisory panel tasked with recommending ways to relax the U.S. Forest Service's roadless rule is taking public comment across Southeast Alaska. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the crowd in Juneau supported keeping the roadless rule intact in the Tongass National Forest.
Governor Bill Walker appointed the 12-member advisory committee to make recommendations to the state on where roads could be built inside 7.4 million acres of roadless areas in the Tongass National Forest. In Juneau, more than two dozen people told the committee they didn't like the idea of rolling back the roadless rule. Folks like retired federal research chemist Jeff Short.
Expanding roadless areas to make access for logging in Southeast Alaska amounts to a government subsidy of private industry.
Juneau resident Carl Broderson complained that the hearing was announced with little warning and held in the middle of a workday.
It's akin to holding a vote on a salmon issue during a king opening.
Fly fishing guide Mark Hieronymus was among those in the tourism industry who have argued for keeping the roadless rule. He said people from the lower 48 come to Southeast Alaska
in greater and growing numbers for the incredible fishing opportunity and natural roadless setting still enjoyed here in the Tongass.
A pair of supporters for more access also spoke out. One of them was Ketchikan City Councilman Dick Coos.
I feel like I'm a weird duck sitting in here listening to all these people that really don't know much about what's going on out there, but that's beside the point. I'm a retired Forest Service, 35 years.
Coos was Ketchikan's district ranger in the 1980s. He said there's room for managed development in the Tongass.
And my goal is very simple. You manage a healthy forest, you have healthy communities, and you have healthy businesses.
State Forester Chris Mache presides over the advisory committee.
Certainly the weight of the testimony that we heard was not to change the rule, or in some cases even to provide more protection.
The state of Alaska fought the nationwide 2001 roadless rule in federal court. The Bush administration granted an exemption, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck it down in 2011. The state of Alaska's appeal, filed last year, is pending in the D.C. Circuit Court. Mache said that makes the state's position very clear. It's against the roadless rule.
And one way or the other, the state's been engaged in trying to overturn the rule since the day it was put in place.
But on the ground, the federal roadless rule is polarizing in Southeast Alaska.
There's a lot of passion around this issue.
Brian Holst heads the Juneau Economic Development Council and sits on the advisory committee. He said the group hopes to find some compromise. The historic fight has been between keeping the roadless rule intact or doing away with it altogether.
So our task is not to endorse either of those sides, because both of those options are out there, but is to generate alternatives somewhere in the middle. And that's challenging. That will be challenging.
The panel doesn't have much time to deliberate. It's charged with crafting an Alaska-specific rule that would keep some areas roadless while accommodating areas for road building and development, principally logging, all before the end of next month. But before that happens, it'll convene and hold public hearings in both Ketchikan later this month and in Sitka early next month. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.